America's Test Kitchen segments are supported by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor. Each week, we get hands-on cooking advice from America's Test Kitchen. Now, this time, our managing producer, Sally Swift, talks to Tucker Shaw, who heads up the Cook's Country team, about a seriously basic recipe that was launched in the old studio world of 1920s Hollywood.
Hey, Tucker, great to have you back.
It's great to be here. I have a story to tell you of old Hollywood. And it starts in the 1920s when Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks, who were the king and queen of Hollywood, just the biggest movie stars in the world, came together. They were a bit scandalous when they did find each other because each one of them was married to somebody else. And this was one of the first great marriage scandals of Hollywood, and it actually sort of proved the concept that you could get divorced in Hollywood and still have a career. But their life was extremely glamorous. They were loaded down with money, and they spent a great deal of time not just making movies, but also traveling and eating and entertaining. And they spent time in Rome in the mid-1920s and fell in love with a restaurateur in Rome called Alfredo di Lelio. And he was known in Rome for a particular dish that he really constructed out of three very, very basic ingredients: fettuccine, butter, and piles of Parmesan cheese. And, you know, according to his own legend, which may or may not be apocryphal, he'd invented this dish to feed to his wife, who'd been close to giving birth and had been having trouble keeping food down. So this was like a rich, caloric, very easy-to-eat dish. He started serving it in the restaurant, and it caught on with customers like crazy. And so, of course, Mary and Douglas fell in love with the dish when they were there. They brought it back, this dish, the idea of this dish, to Hollywood, where they were famous for their dinner parties, and were able to reconstruct the dish to serve to really an A-list of Hollywood at that time. And, you know, Gloria Swanson and Charlie Chaplin and the biggest names, not just in Hollywood, but in the world. Presidents came to their house, mm-hmm. and Albert Einstein. But eventually, you know, this dish, this fettuccine dish, became legendary. And the recipe for that dish was published in a variety of places and began to take over. But home cooks had a very difficult time recreating it.
It's pretty simple, just those three ingredients. But those ingredients were probably hard to find then, correct?
Almost impossible, unless you had fantastic Hollywood connections and tons of money. So, you know, a regular cook in any town, USA, was not able to get their hands on great Parmigiano-Reggiano or really beautiful European-style butter.
So I expect that recipe went south, and I bet we know it today as fettuccine Alfredo. Is that right?
That's exactly right. The thing is, when you have a very small list of ingredients, and I really am talking about three ingredients in this case, the pressure on each one of those ingredients is vastly increased. They cannot hide. Now, if you were to take a bowl of noodles and simply toss in some butter and some cheese, it'll be delicious, but it's not going to be that beautiful, cohesive sauce. So instead of adding something to that sauce, which was our first impulse, we decided to really take a step back and look at the technique and see if we could achieve what we wanted to achieve just using basically muscle and time, and we figured it out.
So it's an assembly issue.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the secret?
So normally when we call to cook pasta, we say boil it in, you know, 4 quarts or more of salted water, and this will cook your pasta to al dente and keep it moving and keep it from sticking and so forth. But for this recipe, because we were eventually going to use some of that starchy water to help build our sauce, we needed to be very strict about the amount of water that we used. Now, adding starchy water to a pasta sauce is not really, you know, a very special idea. People do it all the time because it helps the sauce sort of adhere to the pasta. But in this case, we needed extra starch in that water. So we say, be very strict about the amount of water that you use, just 3 quarts for a pound of pasta. This will give you pasta water once the noodles have cooked that has just the right amount of starch that you need to finish off this dish.
It's going to be murky, that amount of water.
It's going to be murky and ugly and unappealing, but trust me, it will make the difference. So you cooked your noodles, you reserve 1 cup of this super starchy water, set it aside. Drain the noodles, return them to the pot. Add 2 cups, which is a lot of Parmesan cheese, but go for it. I mean, that's all you've got in this thing, so you might as well just go for it.
That is the sauce.
That is the sauce, and you've got to get the real stuff. I'm talking about Parmigiano Reggiano, which really comes from Italy. It must be imported. If you use a domestic cheese, it just won't work quite the same. You've got the noodles in there. You dump in 2 cups of grated Parm, 5 tablespoons of butter that you've cut up into little pieces, and that cup of pasta water, and you start to toss, and you toss vigorously for 1 minute. And I mean, you really have to go for it. Like, get it moving, stretch out beforehand, whatever you need to do to not stop tossing. After this 1 minute, you will think again that all is lost, because it will look like just a total hot mess. Here's what you do. You put the top on the pot and you walk away. And you must walk away. You cannot. Do not be tempted to go back into that
pot. Don't look back.
Yes. And sometimes this is the hardest thing about cooking, is to know when to leave something alone.
Yeah.
So walk away for exactly 1 minute again. Do whatever you need to do to distract yourself. Do a couple of planks or something. I don't know. And then you come back to the pot, take off the top, toss it for just 30 seconds, and you will have revealed to you a gorgeous, gorgeous, velvety cheese and butter sauce that is so much better than anything you've had that has been called Alfredo before.
What a fun thing to do at a dinner party. How dramatic.
Totally.
It sounds great. Thanks so much, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is executive editor of Cook's Country. Now you can find their perfect version of fettuccine with butter and cheese at splendidtable.org.